Make yourself a oneness with the loving earth. It's time for the Green Desk with Lily Peacock on 95 BFM.
Dr. Ian Horney here from Plant and Food Research, who was involved in the Kauri Research Rescue Project. They'll be launching the Kauri Rescue Project in Northland in the coming weeks in a bid to protect against further spread of Kauri dieback disease. Hi, Dr. Horney. What is the current state of Kauri dieback disease in Northland?
Okay, kia ora, Lily. In Northland, well, there's certainly a number of sites in Northland where Kauri dieback has been found. I suppose the best known of these would be Waipua Forest, but Trounson Forest and various others throughout the north have been located. So, yeah, it seems timely that we launch this effort that's been going on in Auckland for about 6 or 8 months now and extend it into Northland.
You've described Kauri dieback disease as the AIDS of plants and that it's incurable but it's preventable. Why is Kauri dieback incurable?
The problem is once the pathogen is in the soil, it's virtually impossible to get it out again. It'll become a resident. So we're probably going to have to live with it in these areas that are already infected. I mean, eradication would be nigh on impossible. We're never going to cure it in that sense. In other words, getting rid of it completely. So we just have to learn to live with it. And the best way of avoiding problems is to just keep the pathogen out. So, you know, there are areas at the moment that are free of Kauri dieback. So we want to keep them that way. It's a lot easier to keep it out than to try and control it once it's in.
And the research so far suggests that phosphite is a useful chemical for the prevention and spread of Kauri dieback. Why is that?
It's not so much for the prevention and spread, it's more of a treatment when the trees are already infected. So it's a bit of a band-aid really, it's like giving medicine to somebody who's already sick. So it's a useful treatment, but it's not a prevention. It won't stop the spread necessarily unless it was rolled out in a massive way, which we're not proposing at all. So the best prevention of the spread is actually hygiene and not spreading soil and that sort of thing.
So it just is used as a treatment to stop when trees have it already. How does that help the trees?
Yeah, right. It's a product. It's a very simple chemical, phosphite, you know, H3PO3. There's nothing complicated about it. And when it gets inside the tree, it helps to directly suppress the pathogen itself, but it also stimulates the tree's own defences. So it actually helps the trees to heal themselves. So what you'll see happening is these big sort of bleeding lesions that spread up the side of the tree and eventually girdle and kill them. They just stop spreading and dry up and die, and the pathogen is basically stopped in its tracks inside the tree.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's very impressive. It's quite dramatic when you see it happening. And this will take, you know, a few months to a year or two before you see that full impact. So it's a quite effective treatment. But then, unfortunately, we're not able to treat every tree in the forest to try and cure the Kauri dieback that they might have, which is why that prevention of the spread is so important.
So what's the current plan for Northland? And you mentioned before that there were some areas that have been affected. What's the kind of goal going forward?
Well, in terms of our Kauri Rescue Program, I mean, this is very much targeting private landowners at this stage, and it's still a research project that's extending on the work that's been done under the Kauri Dieback Program, where we're actually looking at these at phosphite as a treatment. So the Kauri Rescue is extending that out to landowners to actually give them a chance to try some of these treatments that are still at the experimental stage. And by trying it themselves and collecting all of the data and then feeding that data back into the pool, they're actually helping everybody, and they're helping the whole research program to advance more rapidly. So we're hoping we can refine these tools a lot more quickly than we otherwise would be able to.
So this is a good example of citizen science.
Oh, absolutely. It is very much a citizen science project. And the engagement with the community is the most important part of the whole thing.
And what's the biggest challenge to getting into Northland and rolling out these plans?
Well, I suppose just targeting the right people and finding the right people and the people who've got the problems, you know, helping them to find us. So I guess that's part of what the publicity is at the moment around the having this launch up in Northland on the 3rd of October in Whangarei. And, you know, hoping that gets a little bit of interest and gets a few more people heading our direction.
Fantastic.
At the moment, we're not aware of a lot of places in Northland on private land. I mean, most of it's in dock or council estate forest. So
if there is private landowners who are concerned, they should contact you guys?
They certainly can, and they can look up our website, which is www.currirescue.org.nz.
Fantastic. Easy. And what are some of the other community engagement elements that you've got there? Are you engaging with Māori?
Yes, certainly. And part of our Kauri Rescue project is to try and encourage the use and the knowledge around Mataranga Māori to see, first of all, are there solutions within that knowledge that might contribute to the containment or the control of Kauri dieback. So we're very much engaging with Māori communities throughout Kauri regions. It's a big part of our project.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Dr. Ian Horner from Plant and Food Research and Project Leader of Kauri Rescue in Northland. It was great to have you.
You've been listening to The Green Desk with Lily Peacock on 95 BFM.